Shoot, it's going good. To tell you the truth, I played 3-4 in college, 3-4 in high school, and now, you know, playing it in the league, I'm like, oh, shoot, I feel like I'm in high school again. So it's cool. I haven't played in a while, but I think just me not realizing that, you know, I'm better in a 3-4. When I go out there, I'm just able to make plays and, you know, understand what my coaches are telling me to do and, you know, doing them to the best of my ability. So far it's going pretty well.
A lot of people just assume that it's going to be Danny and Brandon inside as the starters, but I imagine you're hoping you have something to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, always. You know what I mean? We can compete each and every day. I always look back to when, you know, I think it was my second year and people were saying, you know, Nate and Steven Johnson, but then Stuart Bradley ended up being a starter. You know what I mean? So all that stuff is notion, you know, things from what people did last year and what people did in the past. I mean, in the past, I've been a really good special teams player. But, you know, I'm trying to make that leap and becoming a starter and becoming a true leader on this team. You know what I mean? And I think I'm making strides to doing that. So I just got to continue to keep working and keep striving towards my goals. I just got a whole bunch of experience, man, and I mean, that's what I was waiting for. I was just waiting for my coaches just to throw me in the fire and, you know, so I could see what it was like. To tell you the truth, going against Cincinnati last year on Monday night, I learned a lot. You know, I got beat one-on-one, you know what I mean? I missed a couple of tackles versus some really good tight ends like Jermaine Gresham and stuff like that. And I was just like, you know what, this is a time where certain people can, you know, hold their head and really go into the gutter, or they can bounce back, you know, and become, you know, better individuals. And for me, I believe I've done that. And, you know, I was battling through a high ankle sprain, and I finished off the season strong, you know, even though we lost. You know, I wish we could have had that game back, but when we played the Colts, I really tried to put it out there, you know, for my teammates to try to get us to the Super Bowl. But this year, you know, we focus on getting better each and every day. And I think this coaching staff has done a great job, you know, pushing us, on a practice field, because it's certainly different than what it used to be.
Working next to Todd Davis late last season and now in the offseason, what progress have you seen from him?
Oh, Todd, cool. I mean, he was a rookie last year, and you know, it's his second year, and he's still technically a rookie. He's still got about 3 or 4 more games, but Todd has a great work ethic. Whenever we go in a weight room or something like that, when I want to get lazy, I just look at Ty, you know what I mean, because Ty's always working. He reminds me of myself when I was a rookie, and I always pick out a guy, you know, each and every offseason, that likes to work hard. Last year was LJ Fort, so me and him was always going at it. And this year, I mean, it's Todd. So I always, you know, look at Todd. You know, we kind of, it's just all about competing and all about making each other better. So big ups to Todd. He's doing a great job out there, you know, learning the playbook and stuff like that. And we're going to continue to compete.
How's your adjustment been to the new coaching staff and weight
on defense? I think it's been cool. Our coaching staff is, I mean, they got a great mixture of rowdy yelling and, you know, just chilling around, you know, just do your job. But all in all, our coaching staff has done a great job so far relaying all the information to us, even in the meetings and stuff like that, even out there on the practice field. And Coach Kubiak is a great coach, too. You know, I can tell that he just demands a lot. You know, he always says he welcomes your personality, but he demands your work. And when we go out there, he does demand your work. So I think his coaching staff is a good coaching staff. You know, I've, you know, gotten to know Coach Joe DeCaminis, our special teams coach, a lot. And my coach, you know, Reggie Herron, I mean, great coach who loves ball. You can just tell he just has a passion for the game. And, you know, I'm just trying to pick his brain right now and stay close to him in everything I do.
Steven, you're hosting a paintball event for your foundation. Mm-hmm. What pushed you to kind of want to help youth, and what are you hoping to accomplish with the event?
My foundation is called the Faith Motivated Foundation, and really it's like an inside look into my life. Coming out of high school, I went to a small prep school, ended up getting hurt really bad. People told me my dreams were over, like it wasn't going to happen. So I got depressed, didn't know what to do in my life, you know, was away from my family, was just lost, got out of shape and stuff like that. And to tell you the truth, my grandma told me to sleep with the Bible on my knee, so I did it. Long story short, ended up walking on at Kansas when that's a Division I school. I'm in the Big 12. And Division II schools like Westchester University didn't even want me back in Pennsylvania. So I'm just like, how did that happen? You know what I mean? And I was just, you know, kind of just giving all my credit to God. You know what I mean? And that's what I just want to do for kids out there. My friend, I mean, Adrian Robinson, I've known him for a long time. He recently passed away. And that was kind of like when I launched my foundation. And I heard, you know, recently some kids in Parker who had committed suicide. And I was just like, you know what, man, I got to be that gap or, you know, that bridge to help people, you know, kind of, you know, set and achieve their goals and live healthy lifestyles through Christ, you know, because life isn't that hard. I know everybody has hard, everybody has tough times. But, I mean, if you continue to strive towards your goals, set goals and go after them, you can achieve them. And, you know, and I'm a living witness to that because I was teased when I was little, you know what I'm saying? I was just a chubby fat kid, you know what I mean? But now when I go out, nobody wants to mess with me, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it's true. I mean, man, I just want to be able to help kids and even adults because I know, you know, when you hit, like, a certain age, you know, life happens. You know, things happen. Bills happen. You may, you know, have a kid or something like that may happen. It might put you down. Like, oh, I got to put my dreams on hold. But I'm just trying to bridge that gap and be able to help people be like, no, you can still do what you set out to do and just do it, you know, through Christ. And that's just about me. That's just my inside look into my life. And through this paintball thing, that's just something I do because it gives me the same adrenaline rush that I get when I go out here and play football. So we're going to be going out there getting after it a little bit. So it's going to be fun. That's tomorrow at Dynamic Paintball. It's an all-day event. It's going to be DJ music, and me and my teammates going to be able to get after some people. So I hope to see y'all there.
Coach Herring's the alert. Have you got the wrath of your new coach?
Oh, yeah, shoot. I get the wrath a little bit, but, you know, Coach Smith, he was a yeller too. But, you know, Coach Herring, his yell is a little different. You know, I can tell, like, he loves the game. You know what I mean? And it's just one of those things. It's like, man, I've been around this game for so long, and I know how it's done. So when I tell you how to do it, and you'll be successful. And then when you don't do it, it's kind of just like, oh, come on, man, don't slap me in my face. Like, that type. So I put myself in his shoes, and I'm just like, man, this dude just loves the game. Like, he wants everybody to be great. You know what I mean? When he called me over the offseason, he said, look, you got great potential to be a great player in this league. And I said, I like how you're talking. You know what I mean? And I made sure we was on the same page. And when I go out there each and every day, right now I'm knocking a little bit of rust off because, you know, we ain't did it in a couple months. But as soon as that comes back and we put the pads on and I start hitting people, I mean, I'll be good. So Coach Herring, I think, you know, great coach, you know, just getting to know him, but he's been doing a great job, you know, teaching us all the fundamentals and stuff like that and how the defense is run. So, cool.
It's been early, but and he's not there as much as some other players. What do you think of Shane Ray so far?
I mean, you know, I talked to Shane on the side because he went to Mizzou, and I'm not a Mizzou fan at all. So I told him, I said, hey, bro, like, if we was in college, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't be able to, you know what I mean? But since we in the league, we on the same team now, it's all about the Denver Broncos. Like, it's cool. We cool. But great, great upside, great potential. I mean, can't wait to see what he does out there on the field. I know he's battling a little foot injury right now, but, I mean, I know his spirits are high. And he's just ready to go out there and just get ready, I mean, and ready to go. I mean, I know he's, you know, kind of picking the brain of D-Ware and Vaughn right now because that's his specialty. But, yeah, I'm excited to see where that'll go. And, you know, hopefully he just has to keep his head on straight and just always work. Because a lot of rookies think when you get to the league, you kind of made it. But, I mean, it's not. You got to continue to work and grind even harder than you did in college to stay in. So,
what was the injury you had as a youth? And did you miss some time?
Oh, yeah, I tore my ACL and my LCL back in prep school. So after high school, I went to a prep school. I did a postgraduate year because no colleges necessarily wanted me because I only started 1 year in high school. Even though I was successful, that's just how it went. And then I tore my knee up pretty bad, and it was over. I mean, there's a picture on my social media of it, pretty bad. And, I mean, I was down and out. You know what I mean? Actually, one of my friends who I just recently seen, he lives up in Toronto, owns a restaurant, hadn't seen him in 10 years, wouldn't have been seeing him, and he was just like, dude, what in the world? You know what I mean? Like, I hadn't seen you in 10 years. Last time I seen you, you couldn't even walk, and now you're playing in the NFL. So that's just a testament to, you know, God and what he can do in your life if you, you know, trust and believe in him. Because I know I was down and out, and, you know, like Clady, I mean, I know what he's going through. I know that pain. I know that feeling. Like Chris Harris, I mean, I watched, you know, tears rolling down his eyes, you know, like last year, or the year before last, and Von Miller as well. I mean, you just feel lost. And even like my close friend Raheem Moore, who now plays for the Texans, when he almost dang near could have died, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I know what those guys go through. So whenever somebody goes through an injury, I'm just like, man, you know, I just pray for those guys. I'm just like, look, I know how it is. And I heard it at the worst time when it's like, shoot, I don't know if I'm going to college. Like, this might be it. You know what I mean? But for those guys, you know, they all have great work ethic and they all have a positive mindset. And, you know, they'll all bounce back, you know, including Clady. I mean, I have, you know, no worries about Clady. I know he'll bounce back. But right now, I just know it's a tough time for him. So you just got to continue to pray for him.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, Steve. Yeah. Thanks, man.